This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. At least two people have been killed and dozens injured in clashes between supporters of former South Korean President Park Geun-hye and police. Tens of thousands of South Koreans occupied a square in front of an old palace gate in Seoul to celebrate the ousting of President Park hours after the Constitutional Court removed her from office over a corruption scandal. The crowd cheered to speeches and swayed to music Friday night, but angry supporters of Park continued to scuffle with police in streets near the court. South Korean lawmakers voted to impeach Park in December following allegations that she colluded with a longtime confidant to accept money from companies and allowed that friend to secretly manipulate state affairs. The UN Refugee Agency said on Friday that tens of thousands of people have been displaced amid the latest escalation of fighting along Yemen's western coastline and central areas. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler told media during a news conference in Geneva that more than 62,000 people fled their homes within the last 6 weeks and are struggling to cope in abysmal conditions.
Most of those displaced are in dire need of assistance and have found shelter in communal and public spaces, including schools and health facilities, whilst others are living in unfinished buildings or even out in the open.
Yemen has been in the grip of a civil war since 2014 when Shiite Houthi rebels and their allies swept down from the country's north and captured the capital, Sana'a. A Saudi-led coalition has waged a blistering air campaign against them since 2015. This is VOA News. European leaders at a meeting Friday were divided over the idea of accepting a multi-speed Europe, threatening to deepen tensions at a Brussels summit later this month. At the meeting, Poland was the most vocal in its efforts to quash that concept. The idea of multi-speed allows some member states to go faster or slower with European integration than others on certain policies and topics. EU Council President Donald Tusk said the main objective should be maintaining unity.
We also expressed our full commitment to support EU-oriented reforms and projects. I hope this positive signal from the EU will be heard in the region.
France, Germany, and Italy back the multi-speed Europe concept, but Poland and its former communist neighbors fear being left behind if their stronger partners integrate in more areas. U.S. President Donald Trump met Friday morning with the House of Representatives chairmen and women whose committees are aiding the drive to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. Trump reiterated at the White House meeting that action is needed now to save consumers from what he called the coming Obamacare disaster.
The House repeal and replace plan ends the Obamacare tax hikes, cutting taxes by hundreds of billions of dollars. It eliminates the Obamacare mandate that forces Americans to buy government-approved plans. We all know that one.
Trump thanked the leaders for their devotion, leadership, and diligent work in shepherding Republican health care legislation through their panels. Opposition to the replacement plan is intensifying amongst influential lawmakers who believe that it is too similar to Obamacare. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 235,000 jobs in February, while the unemployment rate fell 0.1% to 4.7%. Friday's report from the Labor Department was stronger than many economists expected. Some experts say it takes around 100,000 jobs a month to accommodate new entrants to the workforce. White House spokesman Sean Spicer was quick to attribute the rise to President Trump's economic policies.
You know, you can look back over the last several administrations. I don't believe I've ever seen the number of CEOs and businesses come out and talk about investments and continuing investments and the expansion of investments or hiring based on the vision and agenda of an administration the way they have in this one.
President Donald Trump has previously called official jobless numbers phony and complete fiction. On Wall Street, the jobs report sent stock prices higher, with all three major indices up just minutes before the close. European markets were mixed. Asian markets closed higher. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.